Mr. Kavanagh?
Yes.
Just a moment, please, sir.
Yes?
The governor on one.
Take it, honey.
Yes, sir. Got it.
Yes?
Mr. President, this is
Kavanagh. Yes.
I had the feeling, I haven't contacted you, called you, probably should have, but I felt that the secretary was talking to you before he left. I asked him if they were pretty well lined up. I was hoping that the other day I told him to get the bill down to me last Thursday, but Speaker, they adjourned and went off without getting permission for him to sign it. So they had to wait till they met again on Monday. But I'm rather worried about some of these situations, particularly the savings and the building folks and what how they're reacting. And I thought that quicker I could act, and I don't want it to slough off onto my investment credit thing. I'm getting a lot of lobbying there, and I would like to act Monday if I can. You have pretty strong divisions in the board.
Very strong. The big problem. Trying to devise a way to do that so that we wouldn't have that effect, and I think I've got it worked out. But I can't tell whether this will mesh with the views of the other members of the board. But I'm sure that they would all want to pull in the harness and try to get this to you as soon as we can.
That's good.
It would be Monday afternoon.
Yes. Oh, no, it'd be Monday afternoon. Of course, I guess you have to get homeowners' loan and give them time to...
Well, I've met with homeowners' loan, and I've met with the FDIC on three occasions yesterday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're in a position to move as soon as I know what we can do.
Now, this whole thing affects deposits under 100,000, CDs under 100,000, is that right?
My proposal would do this, yes.
Yes.
And I have my staff working here today, and also the others do too, and they've been in communication with each other during the day so that they know exactly what the proposals are.
What's your feeling, Governor, about you, my first appointee, and my finest record over there? And I've followed your record with a great deal of interest. What is your own feeling about this general fiscal economic situation at this moment?
I think the economy is burgeoning, Mr. President. It's really moving up, and I think we're going to have some problems, which means to me that what we have to do is to utilize monetary policy and fiscal policy to bring it into balance. And these are the problems of prosperity, not the problems of depression. I don't think we ought to get panicked by it, but there are an awful lot of people who do get panicked very quickly. I think we're in the saddle. I think all we have to do is to move along the lines we're moving. We're going to be all right. I was glad to see you come out with this proposal, because I think we do need it. Because I don't think monetary policy can do it by itself.
Well, the moment I can get my appropriation bills, it's the most unusual year. A good many imponderables, and there are a lot of guesses. I have on my desk today a letter from the chairman of the Appropriation Bill Committee of the House, a very conservative and able member, and my friend, George Mahon, and certainly a sound fella. He says that he's going to keep this budget under $500 million over my estimate. I have on my desk today the director of the budget, who says in his judgment it'll be somewhere up to $7.4 billion over my estimate. Now, $7 billion difference makes a hell of a lot of difference. Now, I don't know which man knows the Congress best. I would think that Mahon does. But Schultz has followed it through every committee up there. And he points out that they added $1 billion to the education bill just while before Mahon's letter got here, after he typed it. And we just can't tell which way this thing goes. Now, I can tell you, and I'm not going to tell anybody else, but I got to tell you, and I consider you a member of my cabinet and the first man I appointed to the Federal Reserve Board, and I don't know anybody who's got more effect on what happens in the fiscal thing than the Federal Reserve Board. You've got to know it like you're in the cabinet. Last week, I thought we'd have a major development in North Vietnam, or South Vietnam. We saw the odds were better than even that we would have some capitulations and collapses. I can't say that. I don't want even Dean Rusk to know it, but General Westmoreland, some of us thought we had a pretty good thing. We got a major thing shaping up on the north border now. Now, I'm not willing to say that we won't be fighting there 5 years. We may be. I'm just telling you the imponderables that confront me. Now then, if the appropriation bills go over my budget, and if I've got to have money beyond June 30th next year in Vietnam, I'm ready, willing, and eager to go up with corporate and personal taxes, and to ask for enough to take care of every dime I spend. Now, yesterday I got in every member of my cabinet, plus the two men in their department, their controller and the man that they administratively looked to on the secretarial level, assistant secretary and so forth, to administer their department. And I told them, I want you to quit spending. I want you to quit allocating. I want you to quit approving. You've got $113 billion. Now, we can't quit it in Vietnam. We can't have a soldier killed because it won't place an order. Let's hold back, stretch out, defer, postpone every dime you can. Quit letting them use toilet paper if you need to. I mean it that seriously. I didn't put that in the paper, but I told them that individually. And I have said, but I've got an order prepared. Just the moment I get this tax bill voted on, because a congressman would walk out on me if I did. But I want to hold up $500 million on roads immediately. Just bingo. And I think those things will be felt a little. I've just been wrestling like hell. 2 days ago, the homeowners loan. They wanted everything in the world. And I finally cut them down, and I took a little in the trust fund, and so forth. I've been raising hell now with this intermediate credit. They want to bust the ceiling 6%, and I think that's bad psychologically, but they say they can't get it less than 6%. I'm about to veto it, and all my advisors say, please don't veto it. You'll create a problem, and I don't want to be the president to sign the bill that took the 6% ceiling off the farmer's loan. But they all want to go in. I made them cut all new money out of it. And I'm making each issue, each agency that wants something, export, import, or federal land bank, or farm credit, or homeowner's loan, or any of them, come to me. I'm not going to sell any more participation. And I'm holding back there. Now, I can't tell, though, how much I can cut this budget till I get the bills. I can't amend a bill that hadn't been written. I can't amend one that hadn't been introduced. I can't give an opinion on one that's still in somebody's heart, mine. And I told them, if you get me down this damn bills, you've got eight of them up there, the big ones. I haven't got the defense bill, $60 billion. If they put $1 billion in there for anti-missile, I'll take $1 billion out and impound it. But I can't take it out if it's not in there, and I don't know what's going to be in there out. So I don't know whether I'll withhold $2 billion or $3 billion or $4 billion. I can't do it but get the bail. But I'll sure give them some prompt service when they get me the bail. And Dirksen said, tell me where. Well, each one of them want me to tell them where before they pass the bail so they can play politics with it up there. And I'm not going to do it. I've been at that game as long as they have. And so that's the problem. But I've worked awful hard to get these people working. And I just don't want to do anything by an inconsiderate or imprudent act of mine to have a fella out of a job. I'd rather pay a little more for his bread and milk and have a hell of a lot of money to pay for it. And just not to have a job at all. And I've worked struggles, and I've got 9 million more of them on jobs today than they had when we came in here. So I want to hold it that way, but I know we're going to have problems, prosperity, as you say. Well, I gather what y'all are going to try to do, if my people over there don't cooperate with you, I'm going to be disappointed. This is a time when we all ought to give out the old mother hen and let her put her wings over us and mold together. I think y'all just absolutely played hell in that December action, and I think if you kick this thing off, if you'd sat down here, I might have gone for a big tax bill in January. I might have gone for a different budget. I was trying to coordinate it all, and then bingo, the day before the meeting, everybody just shot off like a rocket. That's water over the dam. And
now we have to work our way up.
What are you going to do?
What I hope to do, one of two things, either to roll back, well in either case, roll back the CDs to 5% leaving in our, the action we took a month ago, which is like that effective, the 4% under 90 days on the maturity stage, and 5% on over 90 days. Now the alternative to that, again, drop down to the 5%, but have a grandfather fund. Any money that you have right now in CDs, you can renew those CDs at any rate up to 5.5%. But on any new money you seek to get, you can't pay more than 4.5% under 6 months or 5% over.
I like the first one.
I do too.
Oh, it's a lot better. This damn grandpa protecting all this crowd. I don't think it. Hope that you can.
And I do too. We have some who are very fearful that the amount of funds that will flow out from banks, if you roll back on the consumer CDs to 5%, that will cause real trouble. And what I have to do is to convince them that it won't.
Well, please do, and tell them that this now's the time for all of them to come to the aid of their country and whisper, and three or four of them's ears over there where it'll do some good, like Mr. Mitchell, Mr. Bremer, and Mr. Maisel, that now's the time to come to the aid of their president. I haven't had my lunch yet, and I just had one of my top men drop dead with a heart attack, and I've got all the problems I can bear. Bill Moyer's brother just died. That's confidential. They're trying to locate his family, but you're a tower of strength, and take that number one and try to shove it through as soon as you can, and then get that damn homeowner's loan outfit and FDIC, and I'll just hold back till you can give me the word. We'll make it late Monday as we need to. Thank you.